This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a story in the Financial Times this morning, more of a listicle, really, that made you stop and go, whoa. The FT put together a list of all the treaties and international agreements that the Brits are going to have to renegotiate when they leave the EU. 759 of them. 759 deals with 168 different countries. And to add insult to that injury, with Brexit negotiations with the EU set to begin in less than a month, the Brits are being told they are going to have to pay up to extricate themselves. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
For weeks, Britain has been bombarded from Brussels with eye-popping and escalating estimates of the bill for leaving the EU. 50 billion euros, 60 billion, now more than 100 billion. UK Brexit Secretary David Davis told the BBC it was an EU negotiating ploy.
This negotiation will last up to 2 years, and this is the first part where we'll have this slight rough-and-tumble approach.
Davis, who has a reputation as a political bruiser, usually likes a bit of rough-and-tumble, but even he has warned he'll walk out of the talks if the EU negotiators do ask for £100 billion, and he'd have the backing of Prime Minister Theresa May.
That's why Theresa said that no deal is better than a bad deal.
He says even paying the remaining member states a 1 billion euro exit fee would be a lot. This could be tricky, says John Springford of the Centre for European Reform.
I can't imagine that the 27 will shift from their position.
Springford says the Brits are the second largest contributors to the EU budget. When they leave, there'll be a $13 billion a year hole. And so the rest of the EU, which is often divided, is as one on this issue. The Brits must cough up a very big exit fee.
That is the number one priority of pretty much every member state, because they don't want to end up filling in the payments that Britain would otherwise have made.
And he says the rest of the EU reckons that since the Brits want a free trade deal with the bloc after they've left, they'll settle the exit bill. But pro-Brexit lawmaker John Redwood is incensed that the Brits would be funding EU expenditure for up to 2 years after they've left.
If I decide to resign from my local cricket club, I don't then go and negotiate with them about how much longer I should pay the subscription. I just leave.
You do if you want to go back and use the clubhouse bar.
Then you would pay a commercial price for doing so, and that's perfectly reasonable.
But he says 100 billion euros isn't reasonable. And anyway, he says a free trade deal should be free. Some say what's needed here is a bean counter. And here is one.
I'm Ross Campbell at the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales.
The Institute of Accountants has just run its BDI over the EU books and come up with some figures that for Britain, in the best case scenario, are rather reassuring.
That bill could be as low as 5 billion sterling. That's equivalent to about $6.5 billion.
Campbell says the Institute not only added up Britain's share of EU liabilities, staff pensions, current farm subsidies and the like, but also deducted from the bill the UK share of some of the EU's assets.
We have a number of investments made in European entities, such as the European Investment Bank, where we might rightly expect the money to be returned.
The accountants say they've tried to bring an objective view to a highly contentious topic, but...
At the end of the day, I think this will come down to a political deal being struck.
After all, Britain still needs to keep the EU reasonably sweet. It does want a free trade deal with its largest trading partner. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.